Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches, mitzvah 118. As we continue Parshas Vayikra, we have two connected mitzvahs. The Minchas Chinuch even treats them as one, so we'll do part of Minchas Chinuch today, and Bezrat Hashem part tomorrow. The two mitzvahs related to salt, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo Lahakriv Karban Balomelach. There is an Isser to be makriv a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash without salt. We'll get to tomorrow also, not for today, to putting salt on the table, and the mitzvah's assay. Today is the Los assay, tomorrow is the assay. Says the Chinuch, Shalo Lahashbis Melach Me'ala Karban O Amincha. One is not allowed to withhold salt from a carbon or even from a mincha. As we'll see, somewhat unusual, but even the mincha, the flour carbon, you also have to salt, not just the meat carbonus. Klomar, shali akrivu akoanim shum carbon o shum mincha ele im kenya simu behen melach. Koanim are not allowed to be makrev any carbon, or no matter what it is made of. We will see what the exceptions are, but in general, this is the rule, unless they place salt on it. Shene'emar, v'losashbis melach bris elokecha mi'al menchasecha. Do not withhold the treaty, the bris, the special symbolism of the melach from the carbon, because of gamkin, I'll call carbon chatak of melach. That is the mitzvah say that Be'ez Hashem we will get to tomorrow. The Rambam as well counts this. The Sefer HaChinuch after him, the Rambam puts this in the context of all of the Isurim related to Karbanis. In the Isser of being a Makriv Abal Mum, and the Isser of even being a Makriv Mum Abal Mum Over, being Makriv a carbon of a Goy that's a Abal Mum, a separate Isser, being Makriv, as we spoke about last week, a carbon with Sa'ar and Dvash. And right after the Isser of Sar and Dvash, that's Tzadik Ches, Tzadik Tes, 99, the Rambam has, Shehis Hirono Mehikrav Karban Bali Melach. It's gotta have salt. V'u'amar Yizbarach V'losashbis Bris, V'losashbis Melach Bris Alokecha, Sha'achar Shehizra Mehishbis HaMelach, Higia Sheinu Mutter Lagrav HaTofel, Shein Tam Lo, you can't bring something without Tam, without taste. O'mi Shehikrav Dover Tofel Klomar Karban O'mincha Chayiv Malkus, which we'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. So continuing now, Misharshi HaMitzvah, what's the source behind this mitzvah of salting? Kasapti L'mala B'rosh HaSeder, I've already written this. So we know, he hasn't written it yet, it's tomorrow's mitzvah. So in the footnotes he points out that in the early editions of the Sefer HaChinuch, in every Parsha, he first had the Asseis and then he had the Los Asseis. And at a later point, they were split up in the order that we have it. And it goes exactly in order, the Asseis and the Los Asseis intersperse. But here he's referring to the earlier Rosh HaSeder, he's referring to the previous mitzvah, which is the later mitzvah tomorrow, and that's what we'll do more tomorrow when he talks about the reasons and the hashkafas and what the symbolism is behind salt. That we will do more tomorrow. Midini ha-mitzvah, continue, what are some of the halachas though of the Isser? Amr Zachron Levracha, Chazal Sein Menachas, Shemitzvah Lemloach HaBasar Yafeu Kein Moleach Basar Litzli, Shemolchum Mishneit Stadav, just like we salt a piece of meat in order to roast it, so that's the salting, you have to salt it with a nice amount of salt. Ubidi Eved Afilu Malach Kal Shu Kasher, Bidi Eved, as long as I put a little bit of salt on it, still kasher, even though I did not do the lechatchila. Umelach shemolchen bol karbanos. Where does the salt come from? Hu mishel tzibur. This is based on a limud in Maseches Menachos. A person, when he brings his own personal karban, he does not have to bring salt with it. He only has to bring, the oil with it, he might have to bring the nesachim, but he does not bring the salt. The salt comes from the Beis HaMikdash. Kamo eitzim, just like the wood. A person doesn't have to bring their own wood to burn on the Mizbeach. That's supplied by the Beis HaMikdash. Vein yachin maybe melach ha'etzim l'karbanos. You don't have to. Why? Because them hagdalas habayis to b'makam ashirus leka anius. There is a concept that comes up in a few places in Shas. Ain anius b'makam ashirus. We don't pinch pennies. We don't act like a state of anius, poverty, in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. We want everything to and everybody to feel b'shefa. There's plenty. It's wonderful, and that is why salt and wood is supplied. The basic necessities are supplied by the Beis HaMikdash. That's the principle of Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris. I was emailed a question a couple of weeks ago in a totally different context, but it's related to this. And then I saw in the Tiva Parsha, which is a Sefer on Chumash, he talks exactly about the issue. And that is, when do we say the Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris? Which is a principle that means we don't cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is b'shefa, plenty, salt, wood, they all come from the Beis HaMikdash. But we also have a principle that seems to go in the opposite direction. And that is, HaTorah Chasa Al Mamon Shel Yisrael. The Torah has rachmanis, and it tells B'nai Yisrael, don't worry, you don't have to spend so much money. So on the one hand, you have Ein anias b'makam hashirish, which comes up, let's quote a few places, it comes up here by the salt. It comes up when a kli in the base of Mikdash got a hole in it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in the first parak. Klei HaMikdash in nikvu onistiku. If it gets a hole or it gets a crack. Ein sos menosan. You don't patch it up. You don't want to look at a kli of the base of Mikdash and a lot of patchwork. You can melt the whole thing down. Matichin osan v'osan osam chadashim. You can melt the whole thing down and it'll be new. Or a sakin shenishra min anitza v'oshenifgam, a sakin that becomes pogum. Ein machzikin oso v'ein mashchizin. Don't just sharpen it, then you'll be able to tell that it was sharpened. No, just get a new one. Ein anias b'makam hashiris. Or the Gemara says by the Bigdei Kahuna, let's say one of the Bigdei Kahuna gets very worn and dirty. Sheyesh to the Gemara in Zvachim Peches. We had at the end of that parak. Big Dei Kahuna Shenasu Tsoin Sheim Alabne B'mayim Be'im Achabsin B'shemen Anias B'makam Ashiris. Other examples. Or the Gemara Menachas Da Pevav. Last one. Zach Kasis Lama Or Ve'ein Zach Kasis Lama Nachas. The very, very fine, amazing, highest level of oil you need for the menorah. But you don't need that amazing highest level of oil, which would make you use a lot of olives, for Menachas. Why? Mipnei HaChischun. I'm sorry, that's on the other side. We'll get to that in a second. But the last one by the neighbors, there's another one by the neighbors, and that is, the halacha is, the neighbors have to be made out of Zahav Tahor, right on top. It'll also be made out of Miksha, Mishum She'in Ani Yisbamakam Ashiris. That's on the one hand, that we don't cut corners. But on the other hand, there are just as many sources, like the one I just quoted by mistake, which seems to say that Hashem says, don't worry about it, you don't have to go overboard. And a Torah Chasa, the Torah has Rachmanis on Amon Shel Yisrael. Number one is that you only need the zach, the shemen zayis zach, for the menorah, not for the menachas, because the Torah says doesn't want you to spend so much money. Or the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Mem Dalet, shebechol yom, on every day besides Yom Kippur, they used to take out the coals. They used to take out the hot coals that were used for the ketores. They took that out with a shovel not made of gold. Right, what was it? Lohei chote b'shalzav. Why? Mishum shechatoyas hagacholim shochekas as a kli l'machas raso. It used to ruin it. It used to rub out the gold, and if you would have to use a gold kli, it would ruin it each day. So only on Yom Kippur, because atara chasanam amon eshe Yisrael. Or the Gemara says elsewhere, the lechem apanim is with chitim, and other menachis are with solas, with salt. Again, so what's the rule? So this was the question that the Tshuva Me'ava, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, asked his rabbi, the Noda B'Yehuda. He asked, what's the rules? It's very hard to put all of these cases together, but just to mention the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda tries to say that there are certain klalim. Whenever you're talking about within kli shares, and you have to use a kli shares, then we say, ein anias b'makam hashiris. So for example, if it gets a hole in the kli shares, if it gets cracked in the kli shares, then within kli shares, ein anias b'makam hashiris. In cases where you don't need a kli shares, so then we would say the Torah is Rachmanis. The Gemara says, for example, in Yuma, I forgot to quote this one, the kalfi, the bowl that they used to use to put the two pieces in to determine Lashem and Lazazel, that was made out of wood. The Torah is Chazar Rachmanis. It doesn't say you have to use klishares. The second that you don't have to use a klishares, you don't have to have you don't apply the principle of Ein Anias B'Makam Hashiris. Also says in Oda B'Yehuda, silver is good enough. Silver is not called anius. And therefore, in a number of these contexts where we see the principle of Ein Anias B'Makam Hashiris, we still allow silver to be used. So if you put some of these together, these two rules at least would apply. For example, Big Dei Kahuna. Big Dei Kahuna, we say Ein Anias B'Makam Hashiris, because maybe Big Dei Kahuna could have the status of Klisharis. That's something we discussed a couple of weeks ago in a Tuesday night shiur. Lechem Apanim. That's not Klisharis. That's just the bread. So Atar Chasan Amamon Hashem Yisrael. This is how he tries to work out some of the rules. When do you say Ein Anias B'Makam Hashiris, and when do you say Atara Chasal Al Mamon Shel Yisrael? But one of the examples where it comes up is right here, that the salt is supplied by the Beis HaMikdash, and one does not have to bring their own salt because of this principle. Weiter, further in the Sefer HaChinuch, U'b'shlosha Mekomos Einos HaMelech, there were three salt piles in the Beis HaMikdash, because they use salt in three places. Number one, Belishkas HaMelech, in the base on the Gemara Menachis, in the salt room, the Algabi Akevesh, and there was salt on the ramp. Ubarosh Shel Mizbeach, and on top, what they use each of them for? Belishkas HaMelech HaYemolchin Oros HaKadshim. In the Lishkas HaMelech, that's where they salted the hides. the hides that went to the Kohanim, right? Even by Karban Ola, the hides went to the Kohanim. The Gemara says, you might have thought they wouldn't be able to use the salt. No, that's the Chiddush. They could use it for the hides, even though that's for their own benefit. The Algabe Kevesh or Yemochen Evarim, and on the ram, they used to salt the limbs that were going up. Uberosh Hashem Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, right before they burned items that had to be burned, that's where they salted. Mochem HaKometz, the Kometz, that was the part of the Mincha that we discussed that was burned. V'halavon and the frankincense. And the Menachas, HaNisrafos, and the Menachas that were totally burned, like the Menachas of the Kohen. V'yol HaSa'of, all of these were salted right before they were burned on top of the Mizbeach. Fine, this is all explained in Zvachim. This mitzvah, this iser of not sacrificing something unless it is salted applies to the male kahanim, kilohem mahashlum sarchei akarban, because they're the ones that are doing the avoda. What if a zar does? What if a zar does the malicha? Does malicha of a zar work at all? So the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. If you look in Os Test, turning over the page, the malicha bazar, there's a steer in the Rambam. L'chadchila, it seems clearly that a Yisrael should not do it. There is a Ramban on the Torah that says a Zar could do it, wonderful, but the Mefarshim point out that the Ramban seems to be against Chazal, against the Gemaras. But can a Zar do it? So the first problem is that most of these are salted on the top of the Mizbeach, and a Zar is never on the top of the Mizbeach. So when would it be allowed that a czar could do it on top of the Mizbeach? So the Rambam says, what if he went up there? Or what if it says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Rambam, what if he went up there? Or what if it was brought down? Bidi Evid, could you salt it below the Mizbeach? So that is the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch in Os Tes, and he quotes a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Tzulia Magdashan seems to say that Menachas Yatzak Alein Hashem Azar O Malchon Kisheros, while later on in B.S. Mikdash, earlier actually, in B.S. Mikdash, he says that it is possible. So Dvarim Sosum says that he does not give an answer to the question whether if his czar did it or not, it would passel. But the Isser applies to anyone. A czar is not doing the avoda, but if a Kohen, or even a Baal Mum Kohen, that's the Minchas Chinuch in the next paragraph, even if a Baal Mum Kohen who does the avoda and is makrif something without salting it, so that would be a problem, and that would be an Isser. The Kohen over Allah, the Hikrif Karban, Omincha, Belomelach, Klau, Bitel Asay, if somebody does it, first of all, they're Mavatel Yasay, that's tomorrow's discussion, Bezrat Hashem, become over Allah, Zeveloke, and also one gets Malkus. So this is something that we have to talk about a little bit. There's Malkus. What was the Isser here? There was an act done. One did the Avoda, but what was the Avera? The Avera was not putting salt on. Is that called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa or a Lav Sheyin Bo Maisa? When there is an act, there's a physical act involved, but the Isser is what you didn't do, not what you did do. So the Chinuch and the Rambam before him is assume that this is called an Isser Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Shahari Maisa Yeshkan, Kishahu Makriva Basar Atafel, Shahuzer Alav Shalah, Hakriva Bolo Melech. The Isser is being makriv something without salt. The Isser isn't forgetting the salt. The Isser is makriv something without salt. This is the Chinuch, this is what the Dvar Avram expands upon in Chelek Bei Simen Chaf Aleph, where the Dvar Avram says, if you wouldn't do the akrava, there wouldn't be any iser. So you see the hakrava is part and parcel of the avera. It's the avoda b'li melach. That's how the iser is defined. So shaper nidon ka'over ha'idei maisa v'loke. Af sheha iser be'etzem eino al ha'akrava ela ha'ashpasa. Even though that's not an Isser. And he gives another example, Kid de Matsinu, in Yana Diyoma, Bilab de Bali Rabbi Yimatse. Bali Rabbi Yimatse. What does the Rambam say, Bali Rabbi Yimatse? You're not allowed to have chametz in your house. And generally, if I don't have chametz, if I have chametz in my house, it's an Isser She'ein Bo Maisa, and therefore I'm not going to get Malkus. But if I went out and bought chametz on Pesach, I'm going to get Malkus. What do you mean, buying chametz? Inherently, buying chametz is not the Isser. It's having the chametz. So it's a similar idea. It's a Sheva Al Tase. It's a passive Mitzias is a passive reality, but still the Rambam says, at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Umatzeh, you're going to get Malkus for that. So the Dvar Avram compares that to this case as well, that there is going to be an Isser, even though inherently the act is not the Isser, but it's teamed up with the Isser. This is a question that bothers the Minchas Chinuch himself later on in the Torah. If you look in Parshas Re'eh, there's another Isser which might be able to be talked about in this regard. So we have the Isser of the salt, we have the of bringing a carbon without salt, we have an Isser of Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh, and there's another one, Simen, Mitzvah, Taf Pei Tes, Mitzvah 489, the Chinuch and the Rambam Paskin, that if somebody finds himself and goes to the Beis HaMikdash on on Yontif to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and they go without a karban, there's a mitzvah saseh and a lo saseh not to be the v'lo yero fanai rekam, and they go without a karban, they are going to violate the iser, but no malchus. No malchus in that case. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch in Tav Pei Tes Oz Gimel. He quotes this kasha from the other achronim, and he says, I don't understand the difference. The Mishnah's Chachamim, Me'amakriv Karban, Below Melech Delokin. For whose altirates, he quotes, maybe there's a difference. Because over here, Dekan, the Yachol Lohavi Acharkach. Ukshe'eno maybe, Havile Eimba Maisa Ayin Sham. When it comes to Yantiv, you can come and you can bring it the next day. You can bring it the next day. Yantiv is for a week. So you can bring the Karban at any time. So Memela, when is the Isser Nigmar, says the Sefer Mishnah's Chachamim, it's only when you don't bring it eventually. It's after you did the act of coming. When you have not brought it at the end, that's when the Isser really kicks in and is Nigmar. Mashenkeit here by the Avoda, it's one act. You do the Avoda, and when you do the Avoda without the salt, that's it. That's the act. And you violate right by the Shas Maisa. So that's his suggestion, the Mishnah's Chachamim, why you would say that case is different. Because you have some lag time in order to do the mitzvah. He also, the Minchas Chinuch also says over there, look in the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh discusses this Isser in this discussion of how do you define Yesh B'Maisa, Ein B'Maisa in Siman Lamed Beis, in the Shagas Aryeh, where he is discussing the mitzvah of tzitzis. When is it appropriate to make the bracha of tzitzis? Before I put on the beged, when I'm holding it in the air, or after I put it on? Because there is a Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Tzadik, which seems to say that the mitzvah of tzitzis is only once you are wearing tzitzis, then there's a chiv of tzitzis. Well, only once you're wearing a four-corner garment is there a chiv of tzitzis. So the Shagas Aryeh says, based on that Tosfos, Mikol Makom, you should make the bracha, Ein Levarech Kodem Ituf. You should put it on, it's called, and then make the bracha, because otherwise it would be what's called over de over. It would be too early to make the bracha. And he has a problem based on that, because we have a principle of Asi Docha Lo Saseh, which the Gemara gives examples of tzitzis and kilayim. The Isser of kilayim is for sure b'shas levisha atzma, when you put it on. And now you're telling me, Tosfos, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is only afterwards, once it's on, but Asi Docha Lo Saseh only applies be'idna if they are at the exact same moment. And here these wouldn't be at the exact same moment. Shatnez would be before tzitzis. So how does I understand Tosfos? Unless you say, says the Shagas Aryeh, that Tosfos is assuming an act that requires Act A in order to get to Act B, it's called Be'idna. A little more flexible, how do you define exactly at the same moment? But in that context, he talks about, is it called wearing, not wearing tzitzis, is that a kumbaseh, wearing a dalet kompas without wearing tzitzis, is that called a kumbaseh or a shev al tasa? Similar idea like we have been having. It's a shev al tasa, not wearing, but you did it by putting it on. So this is a discussion that the Shagas Aryeh has there in Siman Lamed Beis, and is what is discussed in the Minchas Chinuch later on Tav Pei Tes, and it's what's discussed right here in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Vav. He alludes to what he says later on. He says, "Im Avar Vehikriv Alo Melech Lo Keako in Amakriv Davi Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa Vegam Avar Asay Mikom Akam Carbon Kasher V'Hertz." So the carbon is kasher, as we'll see later on, Bidi Eved, but that is an important discussion of how to define a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa or Ein Bo Maisa. Okay, a couple of other important points. Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis discusses that one is allowed to do Malicha, the Gemara says, even on Shabbos. There's a special pasuk in the Maseches Menachas and Nafchav Aleph that teaches me you're allowed to do Malicha of the Karban even on Shabbos. And the question that the Mishnah Lamelech and other Achronim ask is, what do you need a pasuk for? What's the potential Malacha that would be done that the pasuk has to come and teach us, no, you can do this even on Shabbos? That's the Kasha. So the Mishnah Lamelech, another Achronim answer, he says, what's the answer? Malicha is one of the Lamedes Malachas. It's Ibud, it's Malicha. The answer is, the principle is Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. There is no Ibud when it comes to food. When there's no Malicha when it comes to food. There's no Isidar Isa related to that. So here we're talking about flour. We're talking about something that could be food. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter? See on the fourth line of Os Beis, Lamali Krod, the Dachi Shabbos, Ha'ina Malacha Klal, the Kaimalan Ini, but Ba'ochlin. So the Mishnah Malach himself answers, Ditzarech Lamalacha Or. Answer number one, maybe it's talking about you need salt by the Or, because the Or is not food. If you look at the Rashba, there's a Rashba on Menachas. It's called the Chodesh Rashba. We assume it's the regular Rashba in the Asifas Akenim, which was put out by the Chavetz Chaim of four great Gedolim on Seder Kachim, the Berchas HaZevach, the Son Kachim, the Chok Nasim, Panim Iris. He also has a Rashba on Menachas. So in the Rashba on Menachas, there on Daf Chaf Aleph, he asks his Kasha, and he gives two answers. He says, why do you need a Pasuk for to tell me it's Mutter, that you could do even Malich even on Shabbos? He says, number one, Kivan to Karban Tamid B'Musav Shal Shabbos, Havi Kalil Ve'eno Nechal, Delav Ki'ibad Ba'ochlin Dami Me'achash Eno Nechal. Carbonola. That's not ochel. It's not used as food. If something is not used as food, it's used as a carbon, it's used kalil, then we are not going to say in ibid ba'ochlin. He doesn't quote it, but we have this by other malachas as well. We know there's a principle called ein sviya ba'ochlin. There's no isidaraisa of coloring on Shabbos by food. If I want to make tea, if I want to make fruit punch, I'm allowed to put it in. If my kavanah is just to make the punch whenever I want. But the poskim say, what if it's coming up? Well, I say there, and I want to use white wine because I like white wine better. But I know the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a lechatchila to use red wine, zecher ledam. So what do I do? So the poskim say, easy. Put a little red wine, a drop of red wine into your white wine. Then you'll be yotz, you'll get your white wine, and you'll be yotz in the minig as well. The Mishnah Brura, though, has two deos. He has this in Hilchas Shabbos. Not in Hilchas Pesach. In Hilchas Shabbos, he says, if it's possible to try to first put in the red wine and then pour the white wine on top of it. Because if you do the opposite, then it could be a Shiloh Tzviya. Some say, ain't Tzviya ba'Ochlin, period. And we're talking about Ochlin here. But he quotes from the Chai Adam. I don't have it right here, but he quotes from the Chai Adam that it could be that would be a problem. So too here, but generally, and so too, what's the chumrah? Because you're not using it as food. You're doing it l'shem the simen. So too here, you're not using it as food. It's a carbon. Or, Yinami the Rashba says, Masakin karbanu kema'abe dummy. It's like ma'abed. You are doing something to fix the carbon. There are many other answers. If you look in the Bi'uri Hadaf on Menachas, Daf Chafal, you go, it's 10 answers to this question. Maybe it's the malacha of dash, because you're separating the blood from where it's coming from, like the Rambam says, that's a malacha of dash. Maybe maliach karoseach, like we say in Yoredea, salting is like boiling and cooking, so you might say it's bishul. All different types of suggestions, which malacha is being matir. But either way, we know it's mutter, because the Gemara is matir to do malicha on Shabbos. In Oz Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch talks about the exceptions, we'll talk more about tomorrow. Everything needs to be salted except for the wine of the Nesachim, Dam, and the Eitzim, the wood that is on the Mizbech. But everything else has to be salted. One other point, and that is the Rambam in Oz Hey of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch notes that there seems to be a steer in the Rambam whether wine needs to be salted. In Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, the Rambam says, if somebody is misnadiv yayin, you put salt on it, and then you sprinkle it on the fire, on the ishin. Well, if you look elsewhere, in Hilchos, what was the first halachas that he's quoting? The other source he's quoting, Yayin Shal Nesachim, Ein Tzarach Melach, the beginning of Ma'aser Karbanos. So the Ketzav Mishnah there says, if you read the Rambam carefully, it's talking about two different wines. Are you bringing wine of the Nesachim that does not need to be salted? Because that's not an Iker Karban. That's just brought along. If it's wine that you donated, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, Adaf Tzadik Aleph, you donate Misnadim Yayin, you sprinkle it on the fire of the Mizbeach, so that is going to need salt, because that's like a Karban. And therefore, there's differences between what the purpose of the wine is and what is the wine purpose. Is the wine serving? Is it serving as nesachim, or is it serving as its own carbon? Those are a couple of the other ideas. The Minchas Chinuch has a safek in Dibur Maaseh L'Chora. What about the nisach hamayim? Do you have to put salt in the water by the nisach hamayim before you pour it? He has a safek about that. He's not sure. And also, he has a suffix in Osif Katan Dalit about Ketores. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. The Rambam also gives different impressions whether Ketores has to be salted before it is burned. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll talk more about the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah of salting. What if you don't have any salt? And also comes up in Os Yud Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch, who is the real author of the Sefer HaChinuch. We discussed that back in the introduction to these Shiurim, but it's going to come up again tomorrow in Os Yud Aleph. Okay, we will stop here.